Hi everyone, welcome back to TVI, a podcast and now a real life video.
TV show.
It's not a TV show.
Kind of.
My name's Carl Donnelly.
My name is Julian Dean.
This is episode 127, but it's only our second one in a studio.
The big one.
Today, we're joined by guest.
Philanthropist.
Comedian. Broadcast. Anything else? Broadcaster.
Model.
All round good egg.
I think so, most of the time. You call me an egg because of my new shape.
No, I'm calling you an egg because of...
the smell.
Yeah, that's fair true too.
Stephen Bailey, everyone.
Yay! Do we not clap here? Julian.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're our second in-studio guest.
I love it. Who's your first?
It's Lloyd Griffiths.
Okay.
And so he got really upset he'd never been invited on a podcast before. But then when we told him he was our first in studio,
we were waiting to build a studio.
Yeah, I feel like I'd rather wait till it's successful.
Exactly.
One has a studio under a railway,
exactly.
And then I'm in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Until then, I'm not interested.
Have you ever been here before?
No, never. I've been to the Vauxhall because obviously this is where the gate. Am I allowed to say where we are?
Yeah, we're
in Vauxhall. Are you sure it's not dangerous?
With Vauxhall podcast studio.
We're not wanted.
What if all the fans come? What if they rush the container?
We'll be all right, I think. But you've been here for...
the gays.
The gays.
Yeah. That's why we're all here.
Because often there's Royal Vauxhall Tavern, which is literally next
door. Have you ever been?
I have, yeah. I've done a gig there once.
Yeah, how was that? Was it a comedy night or was it
a
cabaret?
It was a comedy night. But I was very much the sort of token straight.
Yeah. The burlesque dancer.
We like to have a token.
But I got into such... I got heckled quite aggressively by a very
horny bloke,
full of himself chap.
What did they say?
He didn't like me, and he just took an instant dislike to me, even though I'm a nice man. And me and him just had a bit of a to-do. Everyone else,
what,
was
from the
board.
Audience? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did he say?
I can't remember. This was like 12 years ago. But
Jesus.
They do events from there here as well in the big courtyard.
Oh, great!
And so sometimes you just come here
a drag
on
axe.
A Saturday to do like the gig, and you walk through the courtyard, and like. There is 1,000 topless men.
Before the world fell apart, they used to do this night called Ducky, and it is the most fabulous night you will ever go to. It's just like gay and pop and drag. Julian, you'd get eaten alive with those muscles.
Oh, man.
Are you vaping during our podcast?
Yeah.
Can't you wait 1 hour to vape?
He can't.
He's wait a minute.
He's got a very addictive personality. Yeah.
I thought there was nothing. Do you know all the kids vape nowadays?
Yeah. It's madness. Yeah. I've got a real objection to anyone vaping who'd never smoked.
Yeah, well,
that's weird. Yeah,
that is insane.
They're just like rebelling with vanilla extract.
Smoke first for 10 years.
Do you know?
You're meant to vape to get off cigarettes.
Always recommend cigarettes first. You know,
because surely the other way around suggests you're going to vape and then go on to cigarettes.
Yeah. I think people just like to have something to do with their hands.
True.
Can't you just do that?
Clap.
Look clever.
Well, we
or
can.
Pray.
Yeah,
just pray.
Meditate.
Wind someone off.
Some people have zero nicotine, though, so it's just for the flavour. And
yeah, but even then, if you've never smoked, why would you even need that action?
I know.
You know what I mean? I get you've smoked, and you smoke weed, and, you know...
Crack,
and, you know, you've had
this
all sorts of vices.
This is crack actually.
It's crack flavour. Which crack? Ass crack or the other crack?
It's a mixture. It's ass crack menthol. It's quite nice.
Do you know, every now and again, you get a good ass crack.
Do you?
Yeah, nice... The nice fruity flavour. That's the one that looks after it.
But that's because they have it bleached and probably put some nice moisturiser on it.
And we do a little douche.
But what about the...
A horrible arse crack ain't fun.
No, honestly.
Can we?
And it's
have you ever bailed out?
Yeah. I'm not,
really?
Yeah, it's because... I don't see it as bailing out, but it's like you don't know until it's too late. Like every now and again, you take on a job and you quit a week later. It's the same thing.
But do you not? What's your policy? And I'm saying this as I'm happily married, but in single times, on if a one night stand, on pre getting it on showering.
Yeah, I'm open to that.
It's not a requirement. You're happy just to sort of. Get straight down.
If
to
they're
the...
clean, like
yeah, but sometimes you ain't. If you've been in a bar and a club,
dancing all night,
no one's clean at that point.
I mean,
you've got to just
the way
get
I dance,
in there.
It ain't clean, man.
What do you mean? You get a sweaty arsehole.
Just shits himself every time he dances in public.
I get scared.
For me, it's all about the fragrance.
I get scared because of the vibe.
It's all about fragrance.
Fragrance.
So they need to be wearing a nice aftershave or natural odors.
I would. Do you know there's a quick way of doing it where you don't have to do a shower? It's a festival shower, paper wipe.
I would, I mean,
Pits and
have
Bumble.
We talked about this on here?
Yeah.
About there's some quite there's almost quite there's some that are it's almost racial versions of that description. Like they're basically, I grew up knowing that as a Spanish shower, which I'm not endorsing that.
Oh.
But a Spanish shower was when you wash your armpits and wet your hair.
Oh.
Right. And that's rude.
TV, I love Spanish people.
I love Spanish people.
Oh my God. Let's be clear. We all, everyone here likes Spanish people.
Love them.
Hola. The most culturally.
Now you've got a camera. You're not interested in the guest at all, are you?
He's got one as
are
well.
Are you? He's just interested
I don't care
in
about
the camera.
Cameras.
You've been on. Don't wink at me. It's going to excite me. And we've only got a small table,
so we're talking. But yeah, so you would you require somebody to have a quick wipe of a
only if they felt like they needed one and it was going to make me bail.
When you're really, really horny, though, isn't a little whiff of shit.
Just do gobbles. Just do gobbles.
In it,
No.
I know. I was just asking.
I tell you, a blowy.
Oh.
What if? But then, what? Oh, again, not to get too. I'm eating a grape, as I'm saying, which is bad form. But,
it's like teabagging.
Surely, a night of dancing, if you know, somebody's cock and balls,
you
I'm going
to
have a bit
to
of
the
a
the bathroom. Wipe. You do a quick wipe. You do a quick spray. Everyone lives happily ever after.
I was always, I will say, any, you know, single times I've had where I was, you know, when it was clearly on,
yeah.
I would always go and have a courtesy spruce up down there.
You must.
Put the balaclava on and that, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd actually find that really hot.
What? A little spruce up?
No, like balaclava.
A balaclava?
Yeah.
Really?
I would. Yeah, there's just some very, like, I don't know what it is.
Paramilitary.
Yeah, I really am. I like the idea of it. But only if I know. Like, I wouldn't like just someone in the streets come up to me and do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That'd be somebody who's just terrifying.
Like, that's a step too far.
Might be a cold old man.
I'd rather take a sweaty asshole.
We all would. But did you see, talking of balaclavas?
Yeah, Line of Duty.
No, I was going to say, I saw loads of photos going around today of a thing with the Met Gala. I didn't know what the Met
Gala
was. What is the Met Gala?
I have no idea, but I do look at the pictures every single year.
Yeah.
It's a gala at the Met.
And what is the Met?
The place.
The place, the Met.
No, the place, not the place.
Not the Met Poland.
Not the Metro.
Oh,
not the London Met.
Oh, yeah, they have a fucking yearly party for everyone they arrested.
With Kim Kardashian and all that.
Did you see what she was wearing? Criminal.
What did she wore about a club?
Balenciaga.
Gorgeous.
What, a dress?
Yeah, but it could.
I thought they just
everything.
Do trainers.
Well, do you know? I don't know enough about it, but I've seen enough Balenciaga clothes to think they're taking the piss. It's like $2,000. They had that one. Did you see that one pair of trainers that came out 2 years ago that had essentially what looked like melted wax on it? But it looked like you just jizzed on your trainers.
My daughter's got a pair of those trainers. Not those ones.
The jizz trainers.
I think if you can see someone's wealth, it's skanky.
It's crap.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think Balenciaga's. Did you see I saw it going around a couple of weeks ago. It's like a high vis. Jacket. It looks like somebody works on the roads.
Who's wearing it? I don't know how these places don't go bankrupt.
Well, because it's basically rich people who don't have any sort of self-awareness, isn't it?
Be honest, would you love to be rich and not self-aware? Julian,
yeah.
I don't think you're self-aware.
No, I'm
what
poor
about
and self-aware. I'm not self-aware.
Just delusional, poor guy. Just
delusional, mate.
I would not have put you two together, by the way. Have you been friends for like years?
Yeah, sort
we're
of.
We're brothers, aren't we?
No.
You didn't know.
It's through marriage.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Cole's my ex.
Yeah. But shout out to your ex.
We've been, matey for, like, we started out around the same time. And then sort of we've always had a laugh, you know, so we're mates.
I don't think Julian laughs.
Julian doesn't, he does.
Laugh.
Just at his own jokes.
Just when I say funny things.
Tell us a joke.
Oh, I died at a corporate on Friday.
How was that? I love a corporate.
I like them normally.
Only for the money. Like, I have... Yeah, I'm shallow.
I've got better at them over the years, but when's the last time you had one that was a sticky business?
Well, quite a few, because I did quite a few Zoom ones over the times.
But Zoom ones are easy, aren't they?
Well, I don't even know if it was sticky, because it's one of those where you can't see them. And they can just see you, so you just sat talking.
Can you hear them?
No, nothing. Yeah.
Easy life.
But that's his dream gig, where he doesn't know if the audience like it or not.
No, I need audience love.
I do as well.
I started to unmute them after about 10.
Yeah.
10 gigs in. I just didn't know what I was doing. I felt like a YouTuber, and I just thought, you know, it's better to just have nothing than three people going,
Oh man, but I did one on Friday bedroom. Night. Friday night, Friday afternoon.
Can you say who it was contractually?
I probably shouldn't. I don't, because it wasn't. It wasn't. Do you know what? It wasn't a death. I'm also.
It was Balenciaga.
And were you hosting or just telling dick jokes?
No, so it was just me doing 20 minutes after lunch. In a big, you know, it was. I was on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Not
fun. And they're having their lunch, and it was
You're interrupting their dessert.
Well, they just finished, and then a guy goes, they're all lovely. And like the guy goes on, and he went, right, guys, soon the award ceremony is starting soon. But before that, we've got a bit of entertainment. We've got a comedian. He reads out my credits and then brings me on. And I walked on just to such a cold, bright room, ballroom, all on cabaret seating. I went, hi, everyone, how you doing? All right. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you win them round?
Well, here's what happened. So I was, you know, the rules were, they said dress smart because everyone's going to be suited yep. up. So I was wearing a nice suit.
You broke that
shirt.
One.
I was wearing a vest and t-shirt. So fuck that bit. But then it said, said there's no strict rules on language and content, but keep it relatively clean. But they were all builders. Well, most of them were builders. And there was like the corporate side of things and the bosses. About 7 minutes in, maybe 8 minutes in, I was doing all right, but it wasn't fun. Like I wasn't giving the best account of myself.
And you had to do 30 minutes?
20.
20.
I got into a bit of banter with a guy in the front table that went quite rude quite quick because he was a builder, innit?
So
he went a bit wanky with the chat, and I just grabbed that like a dog with a bone, and I basically did like a 10-minute wank story.
See, I'm into this.
I was going to say a 10-minute wank.
I just wanked on stage. I think they're not going to pay me.
I actually have issues at the minute with everyone needing you to be clean.
I know.
I want to tell dick jokes all the time. Funnier.
I know.
It's like people don't talk about sex anymore. And you're like, has everyone stopped?
Well, I do
it's
think...
It's taboo, mate.
Weirdly, I reckon there is going to be... I've got a theory that there's going to be the next generation of young people are going to be almost... asexual. Because because the last generation of young people are the ones that sort of got inundated with porn.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be a reaction from the
Maybe
one below
them. Maybe
it
will help us, like, cull the population a little bit. Just no one's having sex.
Maybe, yeah. But other countries, I'm talking about sort of English
I was telling
kids.
My five kids that the other day.
That's true, by the way. He has got five
children. Yeah, believe it. that's why he's so thin. He's running around after them.
He is. Can't afford food for himself. But yeah, I had to do loads of wank jokes to win over the majority of the room.
So they
builders.
Were kind of working class
the, with audience. I was getting the builder side of
it's better than
things.
A bunch of like bankers sitting there, isn't it?
Yeah, but basically, I had to sort of cull almost. I had to make a decision. I've got to play it to them,
yeah.
and forget about the rules and the. So I reckon there'd probably be a few of the more senior staff that wouldn't be too happy about what I did.
Fuck them.
You know what I mean? You've got to just sometimes... It's self-preservation.
As well, the senior staff always have to pretend like they've not enjoyed it because they have to like look like, oh, we're way above this.
Mm.
That's why you poor ones at the bottom are laughing.
Yeah.
I love doing a corporate. They just make you feel so wealthy.
They do... There is that thing where I came off stage and I felt a little bit grubby because it was. I don't like doing gigs where it's self-preservation. I like doing gigs where I just enjoy every moment on stage. I'm playing with the audience and that. But that felt like I was just constantly just holding on, like, right, I'm going to make this work somehow.
That's what a corporate is,
but then, yeah. But then when I was on the train home, so I had to go to Cardiff for it. I was on the train back to London, like, just sort of a bit miserable as if I'd had a normal gig. And then, like, that's a corporate, mate. I'm getting paid. You essentially get paid danger money to do those gigs.
I think there is a difference sometimes as well between comedians that do comedy and then still love the art, and then those of us that are like definitely me, where it's like I'm all about the good paychecks.
Oh, you really?
Yeah,
you've got to have some love for it, though.
I really enjoy it. I really like a live audience, but it's like sometimes I feel like when I do these corporates, it can be shit and tedious. But then you walk away with a good amount of money, and then it's like, well, then I can go and do this gig that's only 150 quid, but really fun.
Yeah,
of course.
So I have like a nice balance in my head where it's like, I am such a money grabber because that's what I want. And I also want a new bathroom. But I am...
Get the builders in.
I'll put a word in with the crew.
I cast a builder.
Do you do an audition?
Yeah, I get quotes and I pick the fittest
one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Who am I going to want to be around for 2 weeks?
surely
out of the shower,
you could find just do a Google on like which ones have done a Christmas calendar.
Once
he's built the show, I get him to test it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I might need a bed sponge.
Once he's put the bidet in, get him to test it out.
Do you just test that shower in case it burns my skin?
What's your dream bathroom? I really like sanitary wear. I've got it used to be
sanitary.
Sanitary wear is what you call bathroom fittings in the industry.
I thought it was like
women's.
I used to work in an interior design company. I know about sanitary wear, guys, and ironmongery.
What's ironmongery?
That's sort of door handles and door knockers and stuff.
Great. Locks and stuff.
Yeah. But
light switches.
So bathroom wise, what's your dream bathroom?
I'm quite minimal. Like, I'm very much like the Kardashians. I like light and white.
Yeah, they're really
bright.
Minimal. Yeah.
Just no, but their simplistic stuff is like minimalistic.
Their brains are minimal.
I won't have that. They're billionaires. When we're billionaires, I mean, they're
anyone
very
can be
good.
A billionaire. No, well, you can't. All right.
I don't think they're billionaires. I think Kyle Jenner is, isn't she?
Okay, it's Kylie Jenner.
Sorry.
Who the hell is Kyle?
I thought it was Kyle Jenner.
Who's Kyle? The long lost brother.
It was you.
God damn it. Kylie Jenner. And Kim Kardashian
is a billionaire.
Where's she are both billionaires.
But hasn't it been disputed that it was a bit of a lie? It's a bit of a accounting trick calling them a billionaire. A lot of it isn't real. It's not real assets and stuff.
It might be the turnover of their company.
Yeah, I think it is the turnover, but that's good enough for me because I'm telling you now, bitches, I do not turn over a million.
A billion even.
Oh, yeah. All that. Oh,
God. So I've never watched the Kardashians.
Why?
I don't know anything about them.
What do you watch?
I have not watched anything in so long. The only thing I watch currently, because I watch an episode when I have lunch every day, is Celebrity MasterChef. It's the only television show I've watched in the last six months.
Did you watch the documentary about what's her name?
I watched it after you told me. Actually, that's the last thing I watched.
Yeah, it was
it's
fabulous.
Good. It was good.
You were right, actually. You come away from it with a totally different idea of them. Because I didn't really
like them before.
You told me to watch it.
Oh, that was it, yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really loved it. I really loved it. I felt like I could have had a bit longer and a bit more.
Yeah.
Very short, isn't it?
Yeah, very short.
It's weird because obviously it goes. I mean, I've not like every documentary now is too long. So for some reason that one went so short that you're like caught off guard.
Yeah,
I felt like it could have found a middle ground. Give me an extra half an hour, mate.
Do you know what my issue is with Caitlyn Jenner? She doesn't have to reveal more. But I feel like just give us a bit depth, a bit more depth about everything.
I know,
she gives us just what you need to get through. But it's like,
like
she was saying they had no money and she was training for the Olympics and that her wife worked.
They could have expanded
on that
a bit.
But it's like, I'm really fascinated, especially doing what we do. It's like it's always like everyone's autobiography. It's like, oh, I was doing these gigs for 50 quid and I was stood on the platform at a train station. The last train went, I just had to wait there till 6 a.m. And it's like, and then all of a sudden I'm selling out the O2 and I'm like, you're missing a big chunk.
Yeah.
It's like people don't want to tell you the steps.
Yeah.
But do you think often that's they emit stuff that sort of undercuts the sob story? That's what I often find with... You know, comedians are very guilty of this, I think.
Comedians love to play the working class.
Like, the working class thing is the biggest one. Like, you know, loads of comedians talk about being working class, and then you find out they're.
Whenever I have a meeting with the BBC, I'm always like, just because they've got a regional accent, don't make them pull.
Absolutely.
I was like, let me take you to my old council flat.
Yeah. There is a real. People love to sort of big up things that aren't real. So I think often that's what happens is in these documentaries, people omit the things that will undercut the narrative.
People do that outside of comedy as well, though, don't they? Like, play it down. Like,
I don't think I think in like comedy has like it's very rare.
It's an angle.
Like working class people don't want to be working class. Yeah. That's your whole idea.
That's my whole thing. I'm always like, because I did grow up in a council house. Like, we lived off food banks for a while. And I'm very much like, make me rich, make me the cash. I feel like every other comedian's like looks down my nose at it whilst playing working class. And I'm like, listen, bitch, I'm really working class and I want a BMW for that reason.
You'd
be like, oh, it's so hard because I'm working class. So I want to do my art. A working class person does not have time for art.
The clue
is in the name. We have to fucking work.
This guy does.
I'm
the opposite. I'm a working class person who grew up in a council flat. But I became a hippie, so I don't care about money.
Yeah.
So it's the only two options you've got. You've either got to be a money-grabbing hooer like yourself.
I have a question. I always wanted to ask you, like, do you want to do TV?
I've never had any desires on television.
Like,
so I've done a couple of bits, but they've always been stuff that has been offered to me. I've never chased it.
Yeah, that was my question. Like, yeah. Have you ever like chased it?
Never. I've never once even said to my agent, can you ask me to go on that?
Because I'm literally that person that sits there being like, who do I have to blow to get an 8 out of 10 caps?
Me.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
On air.
Oh, I mean, he blew me to get on TVI.
And I was already on it.
Yeah. But imagine what you'd get to get on 8 out of 10 caps.
Yeah, but I understand. But I also think I'm in the minority there.
I think you're very much in the minority.
Yeah.
Julian, you're sat very quietly.
I'm the same, actually. Yeah, I've never really seen that as a goal. Like, before I did comedy, I saw, I think it was Andrew Maxwell, and I thought, oh, man, that could be a job.
Yeah.
And that, I think subconsciously, that was the goal.
Yeah.
And then I did, a couple of years later, I was doing that club on that stage where he was.
Made it. And yeah, it was like, quit on that night.
I think, like, subconsciously, it does feel like that a bit.
Yeah.
And then you see kind of your peers chasing telly, and the money's obviously way different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, you start, oh, I should have that as a goal. But it's just not an authentic goal.
Well, no, I think you've got to be happy with... You know, this is the thing, the people that get bitter are the ones that want that and can't get it.
I just want to have a laugh with my mates. That was it.
I mean, there is that as well, but I'm very simple.
My issue with comedy is I don't think many people have a laugh.
No.
Like, I really, really don't. Like, you can't just sit... Like, I want to go into a green room and I'm not being funny. I don't really give a shit how your gig went the night before.
Yeah.
But I do want to know if you watched the latest Housewives.
Yeah.
Did it? Good for you, Julian. But you know, there's a little bit of me, and maybe this is naive. It's like, if someone's going, I smashed my gig, it's like, I would expect so.
Yeah.
Like, but it's your job, isn't it?
Like, no one really wants to hear that. I don't tell people that. Yeah. I tell them if I bombed hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't ever talk about my gigs, because it don't
All bomb stories, mate.
War stories, like Vietnam.
Bomber Harris.
I just feel like no one is really into comedy. And then sometimes I feel like, oh, I get judged for the same thing, but because I don't do it in, like, the classy Soho theatre way.
Yeah.
Because
do you reckon you get judged? I've never heard your name mentioned in any bad sentence whatsoever. I think you're popular and you're liked.
I don't think I'm popular.
Why?
But I think I'm a bit trashy. I don't think people can get shit out of me.
Right.
I wouldn't say that.
But then I suppose there's
I don't care. Like, I'm happy.
There's so many comedians now. It's very fractured. There's all little... There's gangs loads of and little cliques, cliques and groups yeah. and sort of trends.
But
and
it's
all
like
that.
My friends, for example, are still like my best friends who I worked at Sainsbury's with.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like, oh God, because I don't spend time being like, right, let's meet in Soho for a coffee. Let's meet on aisle four. And be like, if I've got spare time, I want to see my mate Riggers.
Well, that's exactly. I have a similar thing where like I've never felt like I've been part of the big community of comedy. Because all my main friends are non-comedy.
Yeah.
And I made a decision about that when I was really new to comedy. I remember meeting loads of comedians who basically had ditched their old lives and all their friends were now comedians. Like, they were always hanging out after the gig with comedians.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to see my mate. So I made a conscious decision to not make too many friends in comedy and stick to my old friends.
Yeah.
And I do think I've sort of carried that on. But sometimes almost, not detrimentally, but I think sometimes people can think you're a bit sort of keeping yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm friendly with everyone, but I'm not less hang out with everyone.
My other thing is I really love Razzle Dazzle. Do you know, like, when I was like a poor kid, like living off beans that we'd got from the food bank. I mean, it wasn't that bad. We did have potato waffles with it, but they were cooked. Like, do you know, like, so when sat there like that, and I used to watch like Saturday Night, like Man O' Man, Silla, all that.
Man O' Man was Davina.
No.
Oh.
Chris Tarrant hosted it, I think.
Just had a stab in the dark.
Yeah. Thinking of something else.
It was like that. They had those men that went do do do.
Oh yeah.
And then the woman who, if she didn't want you, she'd push you in the pool.
Yeah.
And I was like watching the Razzle Dazzle. Yeah. And then later years when it was like Girls Aloud, when they did Pop Stars Arrivals, I was like, oh my God. God.
What, you wanted a look part of that kind of showbizy stuff.
Yeah, I just thought showbiz looked fabulous. And across the board, like, I even thought, like, when we would go to Butlins or whatever, I thought Redcoat seems so fabulous. Now I've watched documentaries that it's like, oh, you hate your life behind the scenes. But
did you ever want to take a stab at the Redcoat thing then growing
up? Not Redcoat, but there was a time when I was thinking about, do you like the ones like in Costa del Sol?
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Those ones. Because there used to be this really fit one called Miguel. Yeah.
My cousin's called Miguel. My aunt married into a Spanish fan.
Did he work with Pepe?
He did it.
Tormelinos.
Is he the one who introduces her to wet wipes?
I love it. You say something cutting, then you take a sip of your coffee. It's noticed.
Did you ever go to any of those sort of holiday resorty places?
Not till I was like 16, because we couldn't afford it. So then when I could have paid for myself, then I went.
Where did you go? What were the...
I went to like Tormelinos.
Yeah.
We went once as a kid, and we went to Tormelinos, so then when I was 6, I just went back there to see if I could find Miguel.
Have you ever been on like a lad's holiday?
Never.
Imagine you on a lad's holiday.
Actually, I can absolutely imagine him on a lad's holiday. Yeah,
I'm not actually a lad.
No,
though.
I don't think.
I've never been on a stag party.
Really?
To a stag.
I do.
What about a hen?
I've been on a few hens. Not really. No, I haven't.
What's the word for the
gay like stag party? It's called something.
Is it?
There was one in the gig the other night, and they went, "Oh, that's a hag party."
Yeah, oh, I thought it was a stag, but
oh, yeah. I would have gone with stag or hen. I don't know. I've not been on one.
But
no, will I ever have my own?
You're not my gay consultant.
Would you? You wouldn't be. No. I don't know if you'd like a sort of.
We went to a lads. Kind of five of my mates went to Cornwall. We were 17. Went to Cornwall for a week, and it was carnage.
Yeah,
a lot of trouble.
Me and my mates, we used to go like Tenerife and Magaluf and all that every summer when we were like.
I had kids at like 18 though, didn't I?
So. Yeah. But we've not done it for years. We've done stag do's and stuff, but there's a little reunion one because we're all turning 40 this year.
Jesus.
So me and a group of them are going to Berlin in January.
Oh, that's fun. Have you ever been to Berlin?
I love Berlin. I've been a couple of times.
I've never been.
It's one of the best cities.
Good gay bars. I know it's not necessarily your vibe, but...
We'll go for it.
I used to love a gay club.
What's the famous club there that everyone tries to queue to get in?
I can't remember. I've only been once.
Oh, God. And be interesting to try and get in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon I might be able to get in if I dress well.
I imagine they'd let people in.
You haven't seen a couple of my mates.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they look for people that look like trouble. They're like,
I've got a couple of mates who definitely won't get in.
Gay clubs used to be like good vibes though, man.
They still
like,
are. Yeah.
Just hit that dance floor. It's all right.
Do you know when's really good? Me and my best friend Sarah, who I met when I worked at Sainsbury's, we pick like a random Tuesday or Wednesday. We always meet up at like, say, 3, go for a late lunch, and then we start going into the gay club like JY in Manchester or Via Fossa in Manchester at like 4 or 5. Then you get tipsy enough to think it's a great idea to stay out till 2 a.m.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, so it's just busy enough where you can feel like not too old for it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about turning 40?
I don't know. It's a long time yet.
Long time ago. Julian did it years ago.
Not an era.
Forgotten what it's like. I'm happy about it. My 20s were like messy mentally, emotionally. Okay. 30 started turbulently, and it's just got more and more calm and nice as it's gone on. Okay. So I feel like I'm really peaking into my general
breakdown
sense of happiness, my psychotic episode. I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm more settled, I'm more calm.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
I don't get stressed or anxious about anything anymore. And that is probably because I've just somehow something snapped when I was going mad 10 years ago.
So when you were in your 20s,
yes.
You said earlier you went down the hippie route. Had you gone down the hippie route in your
20s? No. Yeah. So early 30s, after I went for a divorce and everything fell apart. And I was in a real, you know.
How old were you at your divorce?
16.
What? 32.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
So you were married in your 20s?
Yes, married.
How long were you married?
We only got married end of my 20s.
Okay.
So
a few years,
29, 2.5, 3 years. And basically, you know, it was that classic thing of booze, drugs,
Was the marriage bad mental quite health. Quickly then?
Well, no, we just were not. I mean, we just weren't compatible. We grew apart. We'd been together quite long before we got married. Mm. And we were already sort of going on these very different paths. Like, we got together before I did comedy. And then naturally my life went one way.
Yeah.
And I was away a lot all the time. And that's no way to expect someone to live who didn't sign up for that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I think if you get into a relationship with somebody and you're already doing comedy, they sort of understand it from day one.
Yeah.
But to expect somebody when you've started in a normal life, and next year you're like, right, I'm going to be away probably 50% of the time.
It's
a bit much. So I think naturally our lives went apart. And we did everything we could to try and keep it together, and it naturally didn't work. But like, I just went a bit mad afterwards and went on the razzle.
Yeah.
And then I got into hippie stuff to try and sort my head out.
Because you did ayahuasca, innit?
Did ayahuasca. I did all of them, and some of them were very productive and helpful. And then when I came out the other side of it, and I also did normal things. I was on antidepressants for years.
I did therapy
for quite some time.
Therapy annoys me. I know it works for some people. It just doesn't work for me.
I only needed it for a period of time.
How many therapy have you had? A lot of it.
I've had two therapists. I did one where I did it for like 6 months, and at first it felt like it was working, and then I felt like, you're dragging this out a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like it was me, and then that annoyed me. So then I was like,
right. That's possible, though. Yeah. Rubbish therapist.
Yeah, and then the other one, I just felt like, I like the ones where you get some at bat.
That's it.
Not the ones that just sit and let you...
They'd literally listen for an hour and then go, right, I'll see you next week. What was that about?
My mate slept with this therapist.
Oh, you remember you telling me this. It's madness.
I can understand how that could happen.
I know. It was intense therapy, like twice a week for us.
Fucking right it was.
I don't know if that was the CBT route. C-O-C-K, I think she was. But
That's such an amazing
fantasy, though, isn't it? Imagine that. I was like, tell me from the beginning.
Yeah, it is. That
what
is,
exactly happened?
That's a porn film.
How does it get to the point where it tips over the edge of just having a shagation?
Yeah.
Because
it's like your school teacher.
Surely
isn't it?
Like, she's got something going on then. Because like, listening to somebody pour their heart out to you and you start fancying them, you're like,
that's not right.
That's not the job for you, mate.
It's illegal, isn't it? Like, they can't do that.
Don't you find about relationships...
That makes it so hot.
Is it illegal?
It's illegal, yeah.
I don't mean with teachers, with therapists.
Therapists and teachers.
Like you couldn't, your doctor... You couldn't get off of your doctor in their surgery while they're examining you.
Oh, can't you? Oh, shit.
Got to make a phone call.
Got to ring my lawyer.
Oh, my God. So are you both in relationships now?
I am.
Julian.
There's a couple of tings, Gwen.
we're at very different phases of our life, is what I'm trying
to say. I think being older, because I feel like, so I was 16 to 19 in a relationship, and then I was all airy-fairy for ages after that. I'd be like, oh, true love is real, and da-da-da, and that's usually...
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wasted my time trying to like find
real, man.
Nice, normal people. No, it is, but what I mean was... I was a bit too Disney.
Yeah.
You know, because my first boyfriend was my boyfriend for 3 years.
You could go in a bit
drama free. So it was like, oh.
We just found the
one. Our relationship's just brilliant at this fun thing. And then the next couple, I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't feel the same. And then, then I got into the toxic one. And then I was a whore. Years, which nice. I was always opposed to being a whore. Right. I was always like,
"Go get your money."
Yeah, but then I was like, "I'm really just gonna slag around because one day I might be very famous, and it might."
It's easy to do, is it, in the gay community? I've heard.
I mean, I would hazard.
I mean, it's easy to do in any community.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically,
I mean, it's probably some communities. Just Mormons can't probably.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you go out on a Friday night, have a drink, and get talking to other people, it can happen.
Yeah. Men are a lot easier than women, is my point.
And
yeah.
What I find is because a lot of people are really, really fit. Right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And well, the standards have to be. I does feel that standards are higher.
But because everyone's like really, men really in particular, fit, I think. Then if you just have like the personality and make people laugh, then I used to pull people where I was like, they're too fit for me. It used to make
they're
me
laughing
really
with your dick in their mouth.
Yeah. That's why you'd go down a treat in the game. Well, they'd go down on you. Yeah.
I've been in a few gay clubs. I found it a little bit intimidating. I remember. I was on the dance floor in the Admiral Duncan. This is when I used to drink.
I love the Admiral Duncan. Have you ever been?
I've never been to it, no.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And I went into the toilets to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
but
I just for clearing that up.
Just to clear that up. But there, it was scary. Like, I felt quite intimidated. I was like, where I was like early 20s as well, I probably looked about 16.
Yeah.
Fit, you can imagine, right? And good skin. But and it was like, but there was this big like bodybuildery guy just standing there, just like looking like,
yeah.
He was hot, man. It's hard being spread with so many fruity hot guys around, man. Oh. But so I blowed him and, but yeah, I felt a bit, it was probably just in my head. I'm not going to get raped, was I?
Is that the siren goes off?
That's the R word. The police always burst in.
I it's great in a gay bar.
I went to GAY as well once on Tottenham Court
so
Road.
Safe. Yeah. Oh, that's fun as well. Yeah. That one.
I was up on the stage, man.
That's GAY late.
Yeah, it was very late. I got pulled in there by the bouncers, and the next thing I'm on the stage just having it. I didn't know it was a gay club, and then some guy's buying me a drink.
Like the big GAY sign not?
I know. Yeah.
And the clientele.
I couldn't spell.
Yeah.
What's that an acronym of girls and
which would still give you the clue.
Yeah. That was girls and yayo. But some guy bought me a hooch. And then we're chatting and that. And
it's a real teller about the time of this story.
It was just me and him on the top because there's a few levels to the stages, isn't there? We're on the top one, mate.
Yeah, you are.
It's good music. And then I looked down and he had a boner out of his jeans.
Yeah.
That was for you.
Yeah.
Which is, you must have felt. That's nice. His place was nice doing in.
He had a nice flat. Not really. But, but yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. It always is.
Good story.
It's a great story. Someone got an erection over little old you.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
It always happens.
It's like a little salute.
Is gay dating as app heavy as straight dating currently? Or is it still more?
Well, I don't know, because I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years, actually.
So, how did you two meet?
But we did meet on Tinder.
Okay.
And I just think it's so weird. Now, so like we got together when I was 32, 33. And now I'm like ready for all the boring shit.
Yeah.
Do you know, like picking out a piece of art and what colour you should have your walls?
Yes.
Whereas for ages, I'm glad I had my whore period.
Yeah.
Because now
you need to get it out of your system. Otherwise, really it just be in your head and you'll go out when you're 60.
And I have that thought of going, the grass is really greener. Like, I remember bumping
into... It's not that much fun. It's quite empty, isn't it?
Shagging around.
Yeah.
And also, you never get what you actually want from people. Like, I remember this guy, he was absolutely gorgeous. We had great pum-pum. But he would always flake. So he'd be like, do you want to do brunch at 11? He'd be like, can we make it 2? And it's like, I can't fucking do 2.
Yeah.
And I just find that. And now it's like, oh my God. Well, we have great pum-pum. And he shows up.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he never leaves. And he's not insecure about my job because he's old and successful.
How many times a week do you have pum-pum?
That's a very personal question.
No, it really depends.
Do you wank a lot?
With each other or solo?
Okay, start with solo. Let's unpack this fully.
I think, I masturbate quite often.
What can you do 3 in a day?
No.
Welcome to my world. No.
He's talking to the champ.
I've never been able to do that.
Guinness Book of Records 2021.
Why don't you?
I don't do 3 in a day. I mean, I'm saying I have done. Last week.
I was going to say, what, in recent times?
A couple I can do in an average
surely,
day.
But that is more because your diary has to be clear if you're doing 3 in a day.
Well, is it?
What you said about my gig list.
I was going to say.
You need to get more bookings, man. You've got too much free time.
Not really. I mean, morning and evening.
No, what, you don't
the third
need to
one?
Do that.
Where are you squeezing that third one in?
No, I don't average 3.
But on a daily, if you had 3 in a day, what time, how long are you spacing them out?
Breakfast, dinner, and tea?
I've been in a hotel a couple of years ago and did 5 once.
Oh, my God.
But you know, I think that's because I've got a lot of testosterone.
Oh, my God.
No, it's because you're a fucking degenerate.
I think it's because I'm a degenerate. I also think it's an addicty thing.
Yeah.
It's changing the way you feel.
Yeah. I like the way you say addicted.
It's an addict. It's an addictive thing.
I always, if I'm going to, you know...
If you're away from your partner
and
you're on the road, say for a week, how often would you masturbate?
I'd do it the morning before the cleaning lady came in.
Right.
And as she's coming in, I like it.
Yeah.
just all, yeah, over, all over the place.
Stick your head out the door. She's at that room now.
I like my
see the trolley getting
fresh.
Closer.
Yeah, I like yeah, my yeah, sheets fresh. Yeah. I don't want any, you know.
But would it be once
don't
a day?
Don't use a tissue.
Yeah, but sometimes you miss.
In a hotel, you can on the towel, mate.
I never miss.
I never miss either.
And if you're a bit lazy like I am, sometimes it's like dribbles off the thigh by the time. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Does it?
Well, it does if you're as rotund as I am.
If you're really horny, you like comes out hot father, doesn't it?
Oh my god. Did Lloyd Griffiths talk about this?
No, great. We talked about. Do you know what we
this
talked
is
about?
How
Lloyd?
I feel about in the.
We talked about t-shirt quality. Oh. And hair transplants.
Well, this is more interesting, isn't it?
I mean, it is,
it's more relatable for all the lads that listen.
I think so.
I'm assuming they're lads with a Z.
It's loads of lads. All lads.
With Julian here.
Yeah, mate.
I think our listenership's very intelligent people.
I mean, which we're trying to drag down
yeah,
to our
so
level.
Sorry, guys.
We're trying to ruin their minds. But yeah. Anyway.
I'm really glad we did the wanking bit. I really am.
You met on Tinder. We were talking about dating apps.
Look at you going straight to sex.
You met on Tinder, your partner on Tinder, as opposed to Grindr.
Yeah.
Tinder's
for all.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And is Grindr's not more of a hookup rather than, it's not for, let's keep this going.
Grindr's more for a shagation.
You're still on it, yeah.
That's what I use it for anyway. You know.
I've never really used Grindr.
Right.
I'll tell you when I've used it. It's quite ridiculous. When I moved into my new flat, we had
wanted some work done. Get on Grindr. What do you do for a living, Tyler?
You can say what are you looking for, and one of the options is networking. So it would find
networking.
You, Tyler.
That's good.
But I like to turn it on if I want to know if my neighbours are gay.
Right. Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
How calm in case like you need sensor. Your cat to be looked after or something.
Well, sometimes you know, if it's just a fit neighbour, you'll go, I might leave Rich for them.
Yeah.
It's good.
But only if they come up on Grindr.
You've got to think of a...
You've got to have backups, plan. Yeah.
How long have you been with Rich? 3 years?
3 years.
That's nice.
He's a lawyer, which is...
When you say he's older, how much older is he?
Don't
only
marry
a year.
Him.
Oh, right. Come on.
In my head, I'm still like 25.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. I mean, he's just bought a house.
Ooh. Do you live
in
with
London.
Him?
Yeah, well, I have my own house in Manchester and he's bought a house in London, so now...
Oh, that's perfect.
I can't pull the working class card anymore.
What
double,
sort of...
Double homeowner.
What sort of lawyer is he?
Oh, God, don't ask him. You'll be there for days. Employment.
Oh. Okay.
The least...
Expensive. They're good.
But also very...
Good cheddar, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's very used,
yeah.
You know. What's the name of your legal degree?
Yeah, I started.
Do you have a law degree?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
He wants to do one. This is genuine. This isn't a joke. Like,
starting in next month.
Are you going to wink at me?
And there's no wink.
I'm going to wink.
He's doing
at you,
an. Yeah, you know, it's an access course.
What?
I'm starting in. I was going to do the law degree, but I've not studied.
Are you going to give up comedy and be a lawyer?
No, I'm just going to do the law degree. I'm going to do both.
Isn't it expensive?
That's what you want. That's what you want. You're a lawyer to be. I've got a nip off, mate. I've got 20 at Vauxhall Comedy Club.
Putting families together in the day and wanking my cock at the glee in the night.
Doing a 10-minute bit in front of the judge.
But so it starts next month?
October, yeah.
What law?
Law, yeah.
No, what law?
Criminology and law, but it covers all of the modules.
Ooh.
So this employment
Isn't
law.
Isn't that pricey to do?
Yeah. So I've got to sell cocaine.
How would you feel if you committed a crime or were wrongly accused of a crime and they said, we've got you a lawyer
and I rock up.
I think it'd actually be better because I think when a judge is sat there all day listening to boring bullshit, someone that's got a bit of charm and charisma
would work in your favour.
What if they've also not got any legal ability?
Remember the camera?
Oh, yeah, that was... I thought it was a funny lawyer.
Right. Just,
I'm really engaged in the conversation.
I know.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. It's
very
nice.
It's easy to happen. But I think, you know, I can imagine Julian.
Do you have a degree?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did.
Were you always a comedian?
No.
No.
I did all right at school, considering, you know.
You got A in maths, GCSE.
Yeah. I wasn't invested.
Is that a lie?
I wasn't invested in school. But I was smart enough to sort of do all right.
Yeah.
And then I did a couple of A-levels. And then I I went to uni, but now I dropped out after 2 months.
Oh, what were you studying?
I was doing film production at London Guildhall, which is a shit uni, but yeah. It sounds good. And it does sound good.
Guildhall.
That's why I picked it. The ones I got into on Clean, because basically I was doing 3 A-levels, and on the day of my 3rd A-level, I didn't show up to the exam. I was naughty. And then I didn't get enough to get into a medium uni. I knew I wasn't going to get bloody A's or anything. But I got a couple of C's at A-level, and I looked at what clearing I could go through, and it was like Derby University, and there was a few others. Mm. And London Guildhall was quite a shit London uni. I think it's now London Met. Uh-huh. But I was doing film production. I was thinking, what sounds best on paper? I thought film production at London Guildhall sounds like a sort of cool film school. Mm-hmm. So I picked it, and then I just quit. So I was like, I don't want to be at uni.
What did you do in between quitting uni and becoming a comedian?
Jobs.
Like, did you have a career or just jobs?
I could have, I reckon. By the time I quit working to do comedy full time, I'd got a decent job in a media company working in the accounts. And I could have then studied to become an accountant.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Exactly. But what did you do? When did you finish school?
As in year?
Yeah. Did you do A-levels?
I did do A-levels.
Which ones?
I did French, German, sociology, and citizenship.
Citizenship is an A-level. Citizenship. What, to work in immigration?
But I honestly couldn't tell you the difference between citizenship and sociology. They're both kind of similar.
That's what it sounds similar. Yeah. But you did French and German. You speak them well?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I didn't know you spoke French.
I like the movement you get with it. I like the aggressive
After
movement.
All these years, Julian just drops in, he's fluent.
Una mamata.
Si.
I knew you would.
Para italiano.
Would you like a blowjob? You said yes.
In what? Spanish?
I said it in Spanish.
Oh, but you said in French and German so you studied.
Yeah, A-level.
You just thought you'd learn that phrase in every language just in case.
That's all you wanted from the teacher.
French,
How do I offer a blowjob?
It's important to know, though.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is.
You've got to get your fare back.
Also, you don't want to miss opportunities.
The only thing I would say about languages, and I don't want to get shot for saying this, but I don't think we teach other languages very well in this country. No. And therefore, because as part of my degree, they paid the European Union, which is why we should not have Brexited, but they pay for you to go and live abroad for a year. But you have to study, you have to pass your exams abroad, and that's how you pass that year. But really, they should make you do maybe a year over here where you just get basics. Like, my shower's broke. Like, yes. How do I pay my rent?
Swimming pool.
Yeah. Ooh, the bibliothèque. It's like no one fucking reads. And then you go, and then you should go and have to do 2 years abroad.
Yeah.
That's where I learned the language. But I have a degree in French and Spanish.
So you can speak both of those fluently?
French fluently, Spanish no, because I didn't live there.
Can you get by?
Did you learn?
Yeah, I could get by. I could go on holiday and order a shit. No. Although, the worst thing is, I went to Luxembourg to do gigs, spoke at them in French, and they spoke back to me in English.
That's happened. Yeah. My mate lives in Luxembourg. One of my oldest friends moved to Luxembourg 4 years ago. And like he's from Ireland, and like he never spoke a word of another language. And the moment he landed, he was like, "I'm learning French. This is going to be my chance." He's been going to French lessons ever since. He cannot get people to speak it to him because they know he's not French. He's not a local, so they naturally just go, "Oh, let's speak to him," even though he doesn't want them to.
And they want to speak English. I remember our year abroad, like be like, "Okay, we have to go back fluent. And like we would speak to our friends who we'd made at uni there, so French people, in French, but they wanted to practice their English. Yeah, so they would speak back to us in English, and we'd be like, no.
When I was shit-faced, though,
that was helpful.
When you learn languages, though, like at A-level and at degree level, do you do that thing when you learn sort of the history of how they came to be, or is it just all about learning the language itself?
You learn that at degree level.
Right, yeah.
But not at A-level, like it was all about like the Germanic.
They got to fill a degree up with some stuff in there. It'll go to stuff you don't ever need.
But my mate Tommy, he did languages and he was fluent in French already because his mum's French. So he's half English, half French. And at school, he learned a couple of others. And he's one of these people that just gets languages.
Yeah.
So he then learned all the history of like, so he can just pick up bits of in a country, if he knows where that language comes from originally, he can sort of work out what they're talking about.
Well,
because he understands like the foundation.
Bit, I can understand a little bit of Italian.
Palapaliano, si.
We're wheeling them all out today.
Because it's similar to French.
Yes.
Well, when I'm abroad, I just take a translating book. It's easy, isn't it? And whenever someone Even speaks still. To you, you just give it to them and say, can you say it in English?
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But the history of language is really interesting. And we did like little, especially in degree, you do like French cinema. We did like syntax, which...
French kissing.
Listen, let me tell you, I had a French boyfriend while I did my year abroad.
Ooh, and la I was la. Really
disappointed. Was it? Were you going to say
you were disappointed?
Oui, because, right, I had this whole idea where it'd be like, oh my God, imagine I don't go back and finish my degree now because I'm just going to be in love and live in France forever.
Just literally sit outside cafes just France? Smoking this little cigarette.
In Perpignan.
Papillon.
Papillon.
Oh.
South of France.
Butterfly.
Gorgeous little beach town.
It means no, butterfly, doesn't
not
it?
Not a Papillon.
Oh, sorry.
Perpignan.
Perpignan, that's what I said. And, it doesn't mean butterfly, that's what I said.
It was gorgeous. But this guy was called Kevin.
Oh, no. Get out, Kevin.
Like, come on.
Fuck off back like, to Birmingham, Kevin.
Kevin? And he was like, no, it's just Kevin. Because his mum was goddamn English.
Oh, you're trying to create this amazing... So Kevin. Like,
well, I'm not staying here for the rest of my life.
Oui, Kevin. It's Kevin, all right?
It was like Kevin. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
He was fit though.
Was he, yeah.
Don't know where he is now.
I would like to learn a language.
Kevin, if you're
my
right.
My mate, yeah, being with my friend Tommy, he's not done it for years, but he's still fluent in loads. But we were once in somewhere like Barcelona or something on a weekend away. I love Barcelona. That's a great city.
Gorgeous.
Gracias.
But we got chatting to a group of... I think they were
hookers.
They were from, I think they were from a part of Europe, I can't remember where he didn't speak the language, right? And they were multilingual, he was multilingual. So they just basically just played like language tennis until they found the one that they were both best at.
Gorgeous.
And they just spoke in that language. So suddenly they're both just speaking in Spanish and you're like, fucking, I wish I could do this.
I would love to live in like a European... Not England town.
Yeah.
Like, I really think there's something sexy about
it. Where
that.
Would it be? Would you go off the grid or would it be one of the main... Montmartre's a bit touristy though, isn't it?
It's when I'm there.
It depends,
with
really. Tour,
with your book.
With my fucking Union Jack. My football t-shirt.
Oh my God. When I get a book deal, not if but when, I would go and write it. I'd start in Paris, but I'd travel through France a little bit.
Would that in current, what it be what the book is about?
Sure.
Okay. You not thought about what the book's going to be?
I just thought it was going to be about me.
Right. But you just want to write it on the road in France.
I just feel like if someone's going to give you a check to write a book, I might as well do it somewhat sexy.
It does feel like you're meant to go somewhere.
I read
to
the
write
book
it.
Papillon, actually, in Montmartre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, is there a joke?
No joke.
I can't trust you.
Because he was talking about Montmartre.
Yeah.
I feel like Cal's here that right? to make
Sometimes
it
you ever do Montmartre. Something like that Montmartre. While travelling, where it's sort of so, it feels so pretentious. But I remember reading some Hemingway in a bar
in a bog
in Madrid where he used to sit and drink.
See, I'd be like, nice. Wine
I read Oscar Wilde in Soho when he's talking about the area.
That's
and
when
stuff.
I'd get my grinder out though to be like, well, not now, but back in the day, but like, oh my God, I wonder if he's gay.
Is there many gays around Soho and that, yeah? Your phone would just heat up, start melting to the coffee just table.
Fire.
Oh my God.
Just start seeping with hum.
I think you would love One Night in Gay Heaven.
I think, I genuinely think that's
I think you'd love it just
as
for
you
the
get
jokes.
Older.
I think you would love it just for the jokes.
Yeah, totally.
Have you ever been so horny? That's it. No, really. Have you been so horny you flicked on a bit of gay porn?
Well, this is... I haven't, no. But
no,
I've,
right,
this
no,
the,
no, no,
but
no. I mean, what
I know people that have suffered from sex addiction
course,
who have.
Of course not. Of course not.
Me neither.
Have you ever been so horny you put on a bit of hetero porn?
I watched hetero porn when I was like 14, 15. Do you know, like you when you're with your school friends, you're watching it at sleepover.
Yep.
But yeah,
watching it with their parents.
Yeah. Brenda had put it on. There you go, kids.
Do you want a cup of tea, kids?
Have a can of pop and a breakaway biscuit. A bit of porn.
What do you make of heterosexual porn?
I mean, the problem is with any kind of porn, the acting's god awful.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do watch for a storyline. I really do.
I like that. I don't like the porn star porn. I think it's too like fake, isn't it?
What do you prefer, animal porn?
I've got to see a donkey on my screen. All right, coming no more.
Donkey. I used to sponsor a donkey called Truffles.
One of the most popular charitable causes. What was he in AA? Was he?
Yeah.
Donkeys gets like pound
trying
for
to
pound.
Give up drinking.
Okay, now.
He's doing a marathon.
He's doing a bungee jump. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
I wish my brain worked like yours.
Oh, you don't. You honestly don't. It's fun for an hour. Imagine what? 24 hours a day of being in there.
What do you do?
I've got to wank it out 3 times
oh
a day.
Oh, my God. But I think with this for you, but Carl, what do you do if you can't think of a response to a heckle? I imagine this does not happen to you.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I don't. Do you know, I actually get heckled very, very little. Mm. I think it's because I'm quite nice on stage and people go like, oh, he's nice. They're not enjoying it.
It happens
like,
less.
He seems nice.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does happen less.
It's very rare.
I feel like they're scared of me.
You talk to them though, don't you? Like ask them stuff, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I don't really want the
I saw
answers.
You the other day. We gigged together the other day. It was nice, wasn't it? It was a nice little evening because I saw you. It was nice.
It was nice.
We're in a nice
you.
Little. What was it called?
A tent.
A tent. No, but they called something, aren't they?
Like a gazebo.
No, it wasn't.
It
was like a pointy.
It was like one of those festival tents.
Like a big top.
Like a big top, but not a big top. Like
it
a
was,
mini top.
It was,
top.
It was a nice a little TV. Sunday evening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No traffic. Cash.
No audience.
No traffic or audience.
Hence the no.
But it was. I enjoyed it.
I've just seen the time. We need to start wrapping up anyway.
Why? How long have
we've
we
been
done?
Banging on for almost an hour.
Oh, that's fine, guys. We've got a lot to say. I don't know who people are that get interviewed and have nothing to say.
I know.
So yeah. Annoying.
But also, I mean, it's not a traditional interview because we've not planned any questions.
No, you've
just
not
talked
prepped
about
anything.
No, not at
I
all.
I was asked how much I wanked.
Yeah.
We should
mention Steve Starks.
I'll just spat some grape juice.
Here's the letter.
Steve, so basically, people who are watching this on YouTube, if you're listening, go to our YouTube. It actually is a thing. Listeners, do us a favour. Go and sign. Don't subscribe to our YouTube channel because it's set up now.
The link is on Insta and Twitter.
And we've just, now there's actually, we're going to put the videos on it. Even if you don't want to watch it on YouTube, just do us a solid and go and subscribe because it just boosts the numbers up. That would be great. But Steve, you can come and... Steve Stark designed our logo, which is nice. So we've got it on mugs here that we're drinking out of.
That'd be great, guys.
And also, he sent us some hot sauce to try.
Pineapple, passion fruit, kiwi, and fatality.
Because he designed. Look, these are Steve Stark designed logos.
It's the
for this
Somerset Chili Company, and
so
it looks delicious.
It looks amazing, actually. Are you? I love hot sauce. I put it on everything.
I love hot sauce.
We'll try those and we'll report back.
You should try them on camera for extra
would
content
you like to?
For your fans.
Do you want to try some?
Not on camera. Well, what if I don't like it and then it's not a good promo?
That is bad promo.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of good promo.
Only because I'm funny about pineapple.
Are you?
Yeah.
What about... Yeah, see, the other one is my favourite. Scotch Bonnet is my favourite. The one with pineapple, is that the one?
They've both got pineapple.
Which one's got
Scotch
Bonnet?
Bonnet.
So that's my favourite chilli Scotch Bonnet.
Why don't you try it now?
Yeah, try it now.
Because we're talking. Okay, I'll try it now.
I'll try this one, yeah? Is this the really hot one?
They're both this one's quite mild. This one's
really
three
take,
out of five.
I can't really take hot
three things, out of five fires.
For the sake of doing this online.
You can't take hot
sauce. You've got to, yeah. He's not done that right.
Why? Oh, I've got really garlicky. I made some homemade baba ganoush for lunch with a lot of garlic.
Baba ganoush, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
No wonder you're so happy and laid back. Baba ganoush.
Do you know, it's just it's roasted aubergine.
It's roasted baba ganoush.
With with tahini. And,
tahini, I used to have that as a kid.
What you say, have it, eat it as a kid.
Tahini.
I didn't
and molasses.
Oh,
it's quite an Aussie thing.
I don't imagine you having a sophisticated palate.
I do, ooh, actually.
That is lovely.
I grew up kind of vegan and eating
that's
tahini.
You open it for him. He's
and molasses.
Oh, that is nice. That pineapple, mango and scotch.
Oh, thank
you.
How easy that is
for you
now.
I'm just trying not to open it because I don't want it.
Oh, it's really good. That's
so this one.
That's got a fair bit of heat and it says three. I reckon your one. Don't drink it. Are you mental? Just have a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, I thought that's what you just did.
I put a bit on my finger and dabbed it.
Oh, sorry, I put my mouth on it.
That's all right. I'll just tap it down. I'm not going to put my mouth.
I've got COVID, but it doesn't matter, does it?
I'm just going to put a bit on my finger.
How was that?
Oh, that's nice. Oh, they're both the same heat. That's fine. That's
I mean, that flavour is really good. Really,
they're very good.
Wish I could bring the heat down a little bit.
Steve Stark. We got to wrap it up anyway, so we'll do that and let Julian vomit outside.
Oh, Julian.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much for
flew
having
by.
Me.
Bloody flew by, that
Bloody
did.
Flew by, mate.
Oh, I forget about the camera.
I know. It's easy to do that when you're having such
a lovely conversation. So engaging with you, Carl.
Thanks.
And me.
Julian.
Stop winking at the
you
guests.
You just had your Sorry. Switch and...
What?
You never revealed how often you wank. Oh, yeah, you did three times.
I did minimum every day.
I've had two in this podcast.
How often do you pum-pum sex?
I don't. I'm celibate.
Please. Celibate people don't masturbate, do they?
Well, you're not meant to. Celibacy means no sex at all.
Yeah. Masturbating isn't sex, is it?
But you think priests aren't allowed to wank, are they?
Oh, I mean, they wank.
I mean, yeah, but they're not allowed.
Who buy it?
God. The person who gives them their fucking rules.
I don't think a God has given those rules. I think that
well, the Bible gives them
the Bible doesn't say you can't wank, does it?
Well, I think there must be something
I don't think
in
it
the
says
Bible.
Wank.
No. Oh, P.S. No wanking.
The 11th commandment. Sorry, guys, forgot one. You're not allowed to toss yourself off.
You know, I was very late to the masturbating game.
I was quite late.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was like a thing till I was like 16.
Oh no, I wasn't that late. Oh, yeah. Not all
16.
Why,
I was probably 13 or 14.
That's late.
I don't might have mentioned this in there before, but I was present at one of my good friend's first wanks. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He was a year older than me, and I was probably.
You were
12.
Catching it in your mouth.
I was 12, he was 13. We talked about like doing it. And then he wanted to try it, so I waited outside the bathroom when he went in and wanked, and he taught me like he was sort of commentating through the door of what it felt like.
Oh my!
And I was just like, "Fuck!" And then he just told me about it afterwards. It's quite a nice story, really.
I feel like I masturbated.
Need to phone the social services.
Intimate with a woman, and then had sex with a man within the first like 3 months. Same 3 months.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Trinity.
Your first 3 months was that?
Isn't that good?
That is good. Yeah. You've really sort of
I really went
worked it all out.
All, yeah.
You just get it all out of the way and go like, I'm going to pick the one now.
In a
that
simple
I'm
9 weeks.
With. That's great.
You know.
It's lovely.
That's good.
Right. What age were you when you first went? Just before you say goodbye.
I was probably about 9, but I'd come before that. Oh, myself. Not really. I come honestly when I was about 4 or 5.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Right.
You did it. What's the joke?
There's no joke. I'm just answering truthfully.
Okay. We've not spoke about veganism.
We never talk about veganism. Okay. Okay. Although these actually have on
are these
the bottle,
vegan grapes?
It says.
Are they the meat ones?
These hot sauces are suitable for vegans. As are these vegan
I mean, that
sweets,
is a good flavour. My mouth's
Do you
on
have
fire.
A huge vegan following, or is it just that
not really.
Everyone
A lot of them are vegan, actually.
The ones that we tend to... The ones that have... Because we should quickly give a shout-out to our patrons.
Hey, Pates.
Who... Thanks for being patrons. A lot of the patrons are sort of silent benefactors.
What do they get for it?
We do extra little episodes for them.
We do an extra episode every week in the studio. And exclusive
Can they
to
pay
Patreon.
Not to get that?
Yeah, that's what they pay not to get it.
But they're basically... the large majority of the patrons are silent benefactors. Yeah. Like they just like supporting the podcast. But there's a group that there's quite a group that have become like a little community. A lot of them are vegan, and that's
really
very,
nice.
But because
lovely.
Of the title, do you not feel like you have to do vegan content?
Nah,
no, because we live it. We don't have to bang on about it.
We're role models, Stephen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know
if anyone would ever use that for you.
I came at 4. Yeah. I'm a role model.
I mean, that's a good. That's
you could be a role
thing.
Model if you're telling everyone to do the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. A stern warning.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up before we unveil any more truths. Where can people find you? Obviously, you're touring. Media. You're gigging
Stephen
all the time.
Where do you live?
Social media. I now live in Tooting.
Do you still live in Tooting?
Back in Tooting.
Oh, yeah. That's my old stomping ground.
Which bit? Which
Tooting Broadway. Okay. That's where I grew up.
Gorgeous.
It's lovely. It's
where
lovely
are you now.
I'm in Harlesden now, northwest London.
Harlesden?
Yeah, got out of the southwest.
What tube is that?
That is Willesden Junction Tube Station.
Fabulous.
It's on the Bakerloo. And so people can find you on social media. Look out for Steve. He's very funny stand up. Any other thoughts? Give it a share. If you've watched this on YouTube,
yeah, give it a
rather
share.
Rather than listening, like
we're
the old,
put
old
little
days.
Clips out as well. Give them a share.
How long have you been vegan, Julian?
About 5 years. I've had a few slips.
Yeah.
I killed a dog this morning.
And I tore
its carcass apart on the Bakerloo line.
Oh my God.
Right. On that note, let's wrap it up. Thanks, Stephen, for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Love animals.
Thanks for listening, if you're listening in your ears. Thanks for watching, if you're watching.
I think you're
Die of AIDS in an alleyway.